Kilayim, Perek Beis, Mishnah Hey. Haisa Sadeu Zrua Kanbois Oloif. If a field is planted with caraway, which you know from caraway seeds, but caraway, this should be a picture below. Oluf. So luf is a plant called, I think it's pronounced arum. So the Rav explains that in these plants, they don't germinate and fall apart a little bit and start to take root. Because in the previous Mishnahs, when plants would start germinating, the seeds would start to sprout out just a tiny bit. And then when that happens, it's a very delicate part of the cycle. And when one rips them out, one totally destroys them. But these plants, sometimes, the Rav says, that they would be in the land for 3 years. They'd be in the ground without attaching, without germinating. So even if you try to uproot it and plow through the field and assume that after time you got everything, there's still a chance that you didn't and it's just going to regrow. Because A, it never became that delicate cycle where once you rip it out, it's gone because it never firmly germinated enough. And two, it may regrow later because it can take at least 3 years. So lo yehei zareya uva al gabeim sheinan oisin elo l'shloish shoshanim. So he can't plant over them since they don't produce for 3 years. Tvua sha'ala bas svichei istis. Grain in which afterwards there was like an aftergrowth of istis. We had this. This is the woad plant. Some call it isatis. It's that plant that we discussed earlier in the previous Mishnahis. The Rav says, the picture is it's a yellow plant. However, it grew these types of things that look just dark, but they create like a blue indigo that the color was used to dye things, and it's similar, the Rav says, to the color of tchelis. Regardless, this plant was a nuisance. And also a threshing floor. That on this threshing floor, these other types of grains would start growing, and you would think that it's kilayim. And also, tilton is fenugreek, the picture below, where that which was designated for human consumption would grow some types of weeds or other plants, varieties on it. So these specific cases, ein mechayvin oso lanakish, we do not require him to weed out all these things that you would think are causing kilayim. Because the Rav says that, for example, istis is very detrimental to grain, and the grass is very hard. All these grasses on tilson, on fenugreek, it's very difficult on them. And even the threshing floor, having other things that are growing there, make the soil poorer, and it doesn't really become the optimal place to thresh grain anymore. But the Rav actually says over here, so therefore, belav hachi sofa la'akrim, that's his lashon, that without this, we don't have to tell you to get rid of these things, because in the end, the Baal Bais is going to get rid of them by himself. So it almost sounds like that's what the Rav holds, that we don't have a halach like this, because we know you're going to do it anyway. We're going to get back to that soon. Mishnah continues, im nikesh o kisach, if he weeded or he cut it down, we say to him, in any of these cases, so let's say like the threshing floor, if he actually starts to weed these things out, we tell him, now that you started to weed it out, you got to get rid of all of it. You got to get rid of all the things that are causing the kilayim. And the Rav explains, because it's almost like he's revealing to us, once he starts getting rid of some of them, it shows that what's left over, he wants it to exist. So the Taisis Yantif asks on this, how come it's usher here to leave over a little bit? We already said in Mishnayos earlier that all you have to do is memayit. You just have to make it less than 1/24. So the Taisis Yantif gives a very nice pshat. He says the difference is that in the previous Mishnahs where we had, let's say, grain, wheat, and then a small little amount of barley, the reason that it's mutter over there is because Chazal were the ones that told him that he has to memayit it. So when he's memayit it because they told him, if he leaves over a little bit, it's not because he was rutzel b'kiyuma, he wanted it to exist. It's just because Chazal told him he can do it that way. And also they told him that you got to diminish it. But maybe he didn't want to diminish any of it. And by the fact that he leaves a little bit over, doesn't necessarily mean that he wants specifically the kilayim to exist. He just had to go and do a little pa'ula because Chazal said that he had to do something. So he did the minimal amount of work he needed to do. Mashenkin, in this Mishnah, Chazal didn't tell him to do anything. So when he goes out of his way to show that he does something, but yet he keeps some of it, he's showing that he wants to keep some of it. The problem is, though, like we said earlier, the Rav says that he's going to do it. The reason that it's mutter is because he's going to get rid of the whole thing anyway, in our case. And it sounds like if he doesn't do it, it's usser. Some want to say that the difference is that there's a difference between maris ayin of planting something, which is in the previous Mishnah, where we said you just have to be memayit when it's at that stage, versus a maris ayin of being mekayim kilayim, of keeping kilayim, and encouraging it to be that way. But the Taisis Yantif discards that for a different reason. He says you see that it's not that way from other Mishnayis, and he leaves it as a tzarach ayin on the Rav.